I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Last weekend, 90,000 people turned out to protest the continued presence of U.S. forces on Okinawa in Japan. They want the thousands of U.S. forces stationed there moved off the island, something Washington is loath to do. Still, there are plans to move 8,000 Marines from Okinawa to Guam, a U.S. Pacific territory. But as The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports, those plans have ignited soul-searching in Guam about just how American people there feel.
Drive around Guam, and you might think you were in an American suburb. Same chain stores, same chain restaurants, same American culture. On the surface. But beneath the surface is 4,000 years of Chamorro tribal history, a history young Chamorros who have grown up as U.S. citizens are starting to rediscover. This group of teenagers is dressed in grass skirts, the girls with flowers in their hair, the guys with loincloths and fighting sticks. They shout about how Chamorros need to remember their roots. One is 20-year-old Rico Sablon.
My message was talking about how the outsiders came and tried to change our culture, and my message is saying, stand strong for our people and keep our culture strong.
The outsiders who first came here were the Spanish some 400 years ago, bringing with them disease that wiped out all but a couple thousand Chamorros. Survivors intermarried with the Spanish colonizers and other settlers, so the language is now heavily accented with Spanish. Much Chamorro oral tradition has been lost, too, so the songs and dances performed by these young people tonight are a reconstruction, a best guess of what they might have been. Dancer Rico Sablon says, given Guam's colonial past, he has mixed feelings about the U.S. military's plans to move 8,000 Marines here, in addition to the 6,000 U.S. military personnel already in Guam.
Don't get me wrong, I do feel really safe with them coming here, and you know, with the economic buildup and all, but, you know,
don't take land that's already owned by the people of the land.
In recent months, Guamanians have been weighing what an expanded U.S. military presence might mean for them. There are concerns about the environmental impact, about Guam taxpayers being asked to bear too heavy a burden. 17-year-old Elisa Aglavia, who's at the evening gathering, has her own worries.
I believe I've looked up some stories in Okinawa stating that there have been numbers of rapes going on. They've been raping women or young ladies as young as 12 years old. And if they bring those Marines over here, there's so many beautiful women on our island, it's going to happen.
Although that's not been a problem on Guam so far, and Guam has hosted far more U.S. military personnel in the past, some 200,000 at the end of World War II. But Guam's civilian population was much smaller then and felt less empowered. Now, some in the generation that has grown up American are questioning American dominance. Michael Bavacqua has a white American father and a Chamorro mother.
I don't know how American I feel. I mean, I prefer living on Guam. I like living on Guam. I've spent half my life in the States getting educated. I think for me, my perspective is that America it's a colonizer.
Guam is a U.S. territory, and Guamanians are U.S. citizens. They have full rights to live, work, and vote in the rest of the United States. But while on Guam, they can't vote for president, and they can only elect one non-voting representative to Congress. Still, the U.S. military says it has consulted extensively with Guamanians about their concerns about the military buildup. John Jackson directs the Joint Guam Program Office for the Secretary of the Navy.
We've received responses, everything from, you know, Yankee go home to welcome back Marines, we're glad to have you here, and everywhere in between. So Guam's society is a reflection of the society in the United States. Many different views on many different subjects.
Jackson says some of the environmental and cultural concerns have led to modifications of the plan. But he says the overall expansion will go ahead because it serves U.S. security interests in the region.
Guam's strategic location enhances the flexibility of U.S. forces in the Pacific, which allows for greater freedom of action, as well as the ability to respond to crises, whether it's humanitarian assistance or disaster-related crises, or perhaps deterrence or military action.
This is being done in part with an eye to China's military buildup and increasingly muscular navy, which is starting to roam deeper into waters traditionally patrolled by the U.S. Pacific Fleet. The move to Guam is also meant to avoid what's been happening in Okinawa. Protests that create uncertainty about how long U.S. bases can stay. Guam is a U.S. territory, can't exactly kick them out. And many Chamorros feel it shouldn't anyway. Many have served in the U.S. military. Retired Sergeant Major Juan Blas served 21 years in the U.S. Army, was wounded 3 times in Vietnam, and received the Distinguished Service Cross. He says he's a fiercely proud American, and he doesn't see what all the fuss about the military expansion is about.
I think it's great for the island, and the island in part is also a great contributing factor to our nation.
This difference in attitude is somewhat generational. Older Guamanians have positive memories of U.S. forces liberating Guam from the Japanese. At least some younger ones are caught between their U.S. passports and a growing awareness of an identity separate from America. Still, there may be room for both. Several of the guys here, shouting fiercely in their loincloths, plan to join the U.S. military once they're old enough. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Guam.